Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent is here to help you navigate all the ins and outs of insurance.
That's right. Julie's always there for me. She's the best.
Nice. Your agent knows.
My girl, Julie. Jules, the crown jewel. Julie Jukebox. Yours, Julie.
When you've got an agent who knows.
Jewel Belt. Jewel Log. Julie Noted.
You call your agent all these nicknames?
Not yet, but I totally could. It's all cool with Jewel.
Get to know an Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and you'll never have to go it alone. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Let's insurance together.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of late indie rock singer-songwriter David C. Berman. How are you doing this day? For me, it's a Wednesday, and I'm recording for next Monday, but it's Wednesday today, and I'm looking out my window, and it's gray and unresponsive. It's trying to rain, but not. It's windy, but it's warm, especially for a Canadian February. I walked around without gloves on, with my coat wide open, and perspirated quite a bit while I went on a 5K walk. That's right, motherfuckers. 2 days in a row, 5K. So there's that. I hope you're well. I hope you're getting along nicely in the scheme of things. Because for me right now, I feel like a karate accountant. I'm kicking ass and taking numbers. Karate accountant! That's right. I'm feeling pretty fucking good. The last 2 days have been exemplary, especially considering the fact that my wife is out of town. And normally, those are days where I implode upon myself. So I'm taking every win that I can get. My meeting with my therapist on Monday was really focused on that, looking for those wins and being curious when something comes up that is trying to derail me. I can give you a perfect example. This morning, I had my daughter's laundry to do, and I thought, you know, it's not something I really want to do. I would rather just sit on the couch and do nothing. And then I thought, I have laundry in the basement here. I live in a building, so there's laundry in the basement, not in the unit. So it's a bit of a chore, you know, it's a bit of a chore to pack things up and go downstairs. And I didn't really want to do that chore, but I got up and I shaved, which is a sort of a big deal for me. I know I brushed my teeth, which is also sort of a big deal for me. I showered, which is fucking a big deal for me. And felt refreshed after that. And then I thought, okay, you're going to do this laundry. Because it's not something that is going to benefit or take away from my day. But my daughter, who also suffers from anxiety, it could potentially derail her day when she wakes up and her laundry isn't done. She was sort of hoping it would be, and I got to help her along her way. And that was something that made me feel good. So just a whole bunch of little wins, and they roll into bigger wins. And then suddenly it's a snowball going down the mountain with force and furor, and it's picking up everything along the way. And it feels nice. Now, I know enough about myself that this is fleeting. But if I can prepare for the crash, then hopefully to borrow from the Fed or the Canadian Central Bank, I can look for quantitative easing. I can look for that soft landing and have a softer landing than I might have had otherwise. So that's my hope for you as well. Look for the wins and don't focus on the small picture. Focus on the bigger picture if you can, because the small picture is trying to fuck with you, I think. I think it's trying to fuck with you. It's that voice in my head that says, you know, don't do the laundry today because you can sit on the couch instead. It's selfish. It's narcissistic. It's ill-fitting, you know? It just doesn't work. And I'm hopeful that this remains. And when I next speak with you, I can carry on my wayward son as a karate accountant, kicking ass and taking numbers. Karate accountant!
Guard my bed while the rain turns the ditches to mirrors. Buy a vase of carnations from Central Ohio, where the looking machine can't hear us. Deep in the night, we dream of positions. There's a line for the phone in the hall. And in the cold places where Spanish is spoken, most wars end in the fall. You never know when your pet will go. Pet politics, pet politics, pet politics, pet politics. Still wearing last night's mascara, now that her pet was gone for sure. She was shivering so hard, it looked like there were two of her. I could see through the sleeve on her blouse the plans of her architect lover. A tattoo of a boarded up house, an ink door that belonged to another. When the rain hits you, it hits you slow. Stitch after stitch, stitch after stitch, stitch after stitch, stitch after stitch. Adam was not the first man, though the Bible tells us so. There was one created before him, whose name we do not know. He also lived in the garden, but he had no mouth or eyes. One day Adam came to kill him, and he died beneath these skies. I find it so amazing how I go where I'm led, I go where I'm led, I go where I'm led. I suspect we could be losing now. Please guard my bed, please guard my bed, please guard my bed, please guard my bed.
I didn't step on it. Ha ha. So there's that. Hey, what a fucking great song, right? This is the second track off Natural Bridge. It's called Pet Politics, and it's really good. This might be the most produced song we've heard from the Jews up until this point. In, you know, there's the layered vocals, there's some twinkling of piano in there, great bass work, just really a terrific song. But the icing on the cake is these lyrics. When the rain turns ditches to mirrors, you can just envision somebody walking outside in the rain, in the grayness, and having to look at themselves in the reflection of the water, that's where I go. I go with somebody, their hands are in their pocket. They're walking, along the side of the road, and they can't escape themselves, even outside in the rain. And then we've got these choruses that change up. It's Pet Politics, and then it's Stitch After Stitch, and then it's I Go Where I'm Led, and then it's Please Guard My Bed. I love the idea of the architect. Where is that lyric? I could see through the sleeve of her blouse the plans of her architect lover, a tattoo of a boarded up house and an ink door that belonged to another. Oh, man. That's just great. I have my own images of these things. Somebody sitting at a bar and you can see their tattoo sleeve through their blouse button, hole, and it's, what is that? And in this case, he notices it's a boarded up house, so it's the plans of her architect lover. I just adore this song. This is a great, great song. And there's many more to come on this record. So stay fucking tuned, okay? Stay fucking tuned. Let's read a poem. We are in the middle of, from Cantos for James Michener, part 2. And the section that we're reading today is 132. Is that 132? Yeah. 132. CXXXII. 132. And last time we checked in on actual air and the poem, it was structured really strangely. It was one long paragraph that was one sentence, and it was a long paragraph, and then a second paragraph that was a little less difficult to read, quite frankly. It was difficult to read that with the punctuation, But there it is. This is a little more traditional. The paragraphs are 3 or 4 lines. I would call them stanzas, but again, I don't know if you call a poem that doesn't have structure or rhyming, I don't know if you call the paragraph stanzas or not. So I'm going to avoid doing that. So this is from Cantos for James Michener, part 2. CXXXII, and here we go. Inside an abandoned spa where Swiss hardcore kids squat in polar rooms underneath fountains of careless feedback, or within the funeral home's fuse box, which operates the violet shadows on the lawn and the digital eyes of an elk head bolted above the respirating fireplace. You, on the edge of rain-shot shadows, con the world into lamenting anything until no one can recall how true stories end. If it existed, we'd be used to it already. The dreams of important mail, like trumpets crashing into men or oceans cruising through the furious night, while lonely seaside dentists hasten to incorporate chocolate towers into their huge immovable desserts. If we are lured into violent matinees, we are only acting as the agents of coin circulation, like stuffed animals sharing coffee in the dorms, or interstate median castaways with wild children. We are all auditioning for a newish testament where perfect kids ride pedestals of surf onto the beach and Lake Speed's legendary hair rots west of the red rock balconies and neutral horses with fiery games. That is from Cantos for James Michener, Part 2, 132. And again, the numbers don't jive. Last week it was 126, I believe. It was 126, yeah. And this time it's 32. So are there missing portions? Is there more out there? Did we only get a portion of this? Or is this just David fucking with us? It's just him having fun. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. Unfortunately, David's no longer with us, and I'll never be able to, get him on the show. At some point, maybe we can speak with Cassie, and she can shed some more light on David. I've definitely already spoken to Bob Nastanovich, and, I've gotten some insight into David through him. But it's a mystery, really, truly, it's a mystery, and that's a shame. Or is it? Sometimes poetry should be ours. Once it's released into the wild by the poet, it's ours. It's art. It's officially art, and it's ours. And, when I was talking about the lyrics to the song earlier, those visions that I have based on the lyrics are as valid or real as anyone else's. And while it might not be what the artist, thought of when he was writing it, again, I believe that once it's released to the wild, it's anyone's game. So there's that. I like the poem. This is probably my least favorite part of the long poem so far. It's not something that I'm, in love with, but it's very good. And that's all I have to say about that. That's what I've got for you this week. I hope and pray that you're well, and I look forward to hearing from you, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. You can always reach out to me. Stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.